Hi, Patrick Delahanty here for AnimeCons TV, and I just got back from San Japan 2015. This was my second trip to San Japan. My first one was, I think, 2008-ish. It was their second year, I think. They were a completely different venue. This year, San Japan was held the first weekend of August at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio, Texas. And that convention center is absolutely gigantic. It's got to be one of the largest convention centers in the country. San Japan doesn't use all of it yet, but they're going to get there because their attendance this year was over 18,000 people. And that's crazy. This convention is growing fast, and there's a reason, because it's a very good convention. They've got a great variety of guests. They brought in some Japanese guests, they had some fashion guests, a number of great voice actors, including Steve Bloom and Mary Elizabeth McGlynn, Brett Weaver. They had some artist guests, such as Svetlana Chimakova and Amelie Belcher. And there were musical guests, Kiernan Strange and Professor Shy Guy, and there's a lot of guests. I'm going to forget somebody if I start naming them all, but I already started naming them all, so I'm sorry. They had Grego doing some game shows. I did Anime Unscripted. So there's plenty of guests, a lot of panel programming, and the panel rooms are all really good size. I saw lines for some panels, but that's because they would clear between, and so you would wait outside until you wanted, until they were ready to seat for that panel. But the lines, as soon as they went in, they were all seated very quickly. The cosplay contest, there's a huge line, but they got in, and everything was handled well. The lines, even for registration, were cleared very quickly, and they have more space than they need. And that's a good problem to have. And next year, I've been told they're moving to the other half of the convention center, which is even bigger. This is the same convention center where they have PAX South. And so that fills up a lot of that space there. And so San Japan, they're at least going to be there through 2018 or 2019. They've signed contracts for the next few years, so they're going to be there for a while. Next year, they actually move on to Labor Day weekend, and they're going to be there for a few years. So if you're in Texas, if everybody I've talked to has said this is Texas, the best convention in Texas, I can't disagree. Well, I haven't been to a whole lot of conventions in Texas, but this is one of the best conventions I've been to in the country. It's really well organized. Couple little quirks though, the guest badges they had, these are the largest badges I've ever seen. I could hide in the shade under these, which is good because it was 100 degrees. The attendee badges were, you know, more normal size, they were reduced, but at least on the guest badges like mine here, they had my schedule on the back. Very handy, liked having that a lot, and it told me when and where I had to be and what the panel was. It also has contact information, and so it's very helpful. So no complaints here, but I did have to trim the corners because it was poking me with this lamination. But this is the record for the largest badge. another quirk about the convention was this wristband. If you were staying at the Hyatt, the Hyatt insisted that everybody that's staying there that weekend have a wristband. They didn't want overcrowding of rooms, so they made sure that there were no more than 4 wristbands per room. And so you had to leave this on all weekend. So I had to shower with this on, and that was pretty awkward. I'm glad I didn't close it as tight as I could have, and I left a little breathing room, but I wish I actually left a little bit more. Although, and you can see it does say San Japan on it, so it is customized for the con. And they were checking these at the elevators. Unfortunately, that means if you were trying to get to a panel room on the 4th floor, you had to take the escalators up. And so that was bit of a pain. But all in all, it wasn't too bad to have the wristband, and the elevators never align, not crowded. Normally cons, there's so many people stay in there, crowding in the rooms, elevators are overloaded. Not so much here. Although this wristband seems a bit silly because somebody just has to cut it and then like hand it off to somebody else, and then they could tape it around their wrist, so it's not a foolproof plan. Actually, I probably shouldn't have mentioned how to get around that, but oops. Anyway, so around the convention, there's also plenty of places to eat. There's I forget what the mall was called, the Riverwalk Galleria. That's what I'm going to call it. And there was a food court there, and you had Louisiana Fried Chicken, IHOP, Dairy Queen, Taco Bell, Chinese, Japanese, pizza, some sit-down restaurants, plenty of food options. And so that was fairly crowded during the convention. I think a lot of people went there. And it's also in the heart of San Antonio, so there's a whole downtown. And San Antonio is a really neat city. The Alamo is right there, and so I don't know if Pee Wee Herman's bicycle's in the basement. I'm sure they're sick of being asked about that. And right through the heart of San Antonio, there's a river, and you can actually take a riverboat cruise. It's like little, they're not really river boats like you'd imagine on the Mississippi, but they're, you know, flat bottom boats that seat, I don't know, 30 to 50 people, and then they'll give you a tour, usually funny, and you can enjoy seeing the downtown. It's very pretty, and if you have some free time, I definitely recommend taking one of those tours. And let's see, the hotels. I stayed at the Hyatt that I had mentioned before. There was also the Marriott, and after they announced that policy with the wristbands, a lot of people canceled their Hyatt reservations, moved over to the Marriott, and the Marriott's right across the street, and I went there for one event, and it seems like a really nice hotel. It's actually a little bit closer to the mall with the food court, but it's right across the street from the convention center, so you're really no further away. And the prices are, you know, usually a convention in a city might have higher prices. These seem to be fairly reasonable for food and other things they're selling in the area, even the convention itself. And so that was good. And let's see, more about the convention's programming. They had they used mostly one half of the convention center. They also had some stuff in the Hyatt and in the Marriott, but in the convention center you could find the largest panel rooms, and there was also the Artist's Alley. And to kind of set the stage, the convention center is built on both sides of that river that goes through the city, and there's a bridge. It's a bridge because it goes over the river, but you can't really tell it's a bridge. But it goes across to the entrance to the Artist's Alley. They actually had a sign there that said no photo zone, because I think in the past people were pausing, taking pictures there, and just clogging up the hallway. So I was actually glad that they had some effort to stop people from congregating there and blocking everyone, because it could really, it's a four-way intersection, can really clog up the hallways. But anyway, you go into the Artist's Alley, and there's artists all in front of you. In the back, you have tabletop gaming with the variety of tabletop games to play. On the side, they had video gaming, and it was a great video game area. And then on the other side, they had autograph table and a line area for people to line up for autographs. And then on the other side of a wall from the Artist's Alley, they had the dealer's room. And so to get to the dealer's room, you had to go through the Artist's Alley, and huge variety of dealers, a large, large room. And that's where I actually spent most of my time, helping Svetlana sell a lot of her books and met a lot of people, and everybody seemed to love the convention and be having a good time. Also in the dealer's room, they had a con row where they had tables set up for other conventions to be able to promote themselves, kind of promote a sense of collaboration between conventions and not so much competition. You know, I'll give you a table here, you give me a table at your event, and we'll help each other out and make everybody aware of us. And so there was one thing that struck me a bit odd about the dealer's room is that you had to go through the artist's alley to get in there. And you entered on the left side of the wall separating the dealer's room and the artist's alley, and you exited on the other side, the far side from the entrance to the artist's alley. So to get into the dealer's room, you'd have to go up in, and then to get out, you'd have to go all the way around and then back through the entire artist's alley and then out. So there's really no way to make a quick exit. I would recommend, I know they're moving it to the other side of the convention center, but I would hope that they would maybe open up another exit to the dealer's room, maybe if there was something over in the con row area, so that not everybody is trying to get out through that one bottleneck through the artist's alley. If there was an entrance on another side, that might help alleviate some of the traffic issues. And it also would mean you wouldn't have to go all the way around to get out of the room. And I saw that happen a lot, where people would try to exit on the where they came into the dealer's room from the artist's alley, and they might have walked halfway across the dealer's room to get there, and then they get told, no, sorry, you have to go over there to exit. So they have to walk the whole length of the room and then the whole length back. So I've seen that happen at other conventions, and it's, I don't know, something that usually bugs me. It might look good on paper, but when you're there, you just want to get out, and nope, you gotta walk all the way around. So I had a really good time at this convention. I liked Saint Japan when I was there a few years back, and I'm happy to see that it's still a fun convention, and I had a very enjoyable time, and I'd love to go back again sometime. The fans there were all nice, and other than the the size of the badge that made me laugh, the Hyatt wristband that made me keep thinking I was wearing a watch all weekend. Like, what time is it? Oh no, it's my wristband. Where's the and the quirk about the dealer's room entrance exit, and I really didn't have any complaints about this con. I mean, that's minor stuff. So if you're in Texas, or if you're in the South, if you can get to San Antonio, definitely check out San Japan. I think you'll really enjoy it. And if you were at San Japan, I would love to hear what you thought. You can call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. It's right down there. And let us know what you thought. Or if you had any problems, did I forget something? I'm sure as soon as I turn this recording off, I'll remember something. Oh, I wanted to mention that. But yeah, let us know what you thought. And next week, I'm going to be reporting from Otakuthon in Montreal, Canada. My first bilingual convention, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, and everything else. See you next time.